This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. People have been getting buried on Mount Fernwood, a quiet hilltop between Mill Valley and Sausalito, since 1891. But these days, that process is often performed quite differently. In 2004, when new owners took over the historic Fernwood Cemetery, it became California's first green cemetery, a place where natural burials are now their main business.
In a conventional cemetery, you're burying a concrete vault and maybe an expensive casket of some sort, and the body is embalmed. So you're putting all of that chemicals and all the natural resources into the ground. In natural burial, there's no embalming, there's no grave liner or vault, and the body is in something biodegradable. So that might be a plain pine box or a wicker casket, or it might just be a fabric shroud. So a lot less resources, a lot less pollution.
Kathy Curry, the manager at Fernwood Cemetery, says all that can cut the cost of interment by 30% to 40%. Still, upwards of 85% of Northern Californians choose cremation over any kind of burial, compared to 25% or less nationwide. But Curry points out that cremation, too, has an environmental downside.
Cremation uses a significant amount of natural gas. So from an environmental standpoint, that's the biggest downside of cremation, the amount of natural gas it uses to actually do the cremation. You're also putting some pollutants back into the atmosphere. Although we have state-of-the-art equipment, does as much filtering as possible, there's still some mercury from people who have the old amalgam fillings that goes back into the atmosphere. So there's still some pollution that happens with that. But the big thing is how much gas you're using.
Green burial also avoids traditional marble grave markers or headstones, instead using natural rocks, sometimes with a person's name engraved, or trees, or nothing at all, leaving the landscape to appear completely untouched. But this unspoiled vista is accomplished with the use of some invisible modern technology.
We bury a radio frequency ID tag with them that's programmed with their name and their dates so that we can always find them again. We know where everybody is, but as you look at the surface of the land, you might not recognize it.
The GPS identifiers, encased in purple plastic globes a little bigger than a softball, are placed 18 inches beneath the surface of the ground, with the actual remains buried several feet further down. This helps Fernwood Cemetery retain its alternate identity as a certified wildlife habitat.
Lots of deer. We had a coyote who was here last summer for a while. We have a bobcat that we see frequently. Lots of hawks and vultures and other birds. Lots of gophers and those kinds of things. If you put flowers on a grave here, they may be there a week later or they may be eaten by the next morning, depending on whether the deer come through that night.
The cemetery backs up against the Golden Gate National Recreation Area, giving the wildlife plenty of room to range. Natural burial isn't for everyone, Curry acknowledges. Sometimes, not even for everyone within a single family.
Sometimes one family member will really want a natural burial, and other members of the family will feel like that's a little too strange for them. Sometimes it's the older family members who want to do it, and the younger ones who are a little, no, I don't want to see my dad in a shroud. And other times it's the other way around. But generally people like the idea of something simpler, something more natural.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News and wishing you a pleasant Memorial Day weekend.